This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. Christina by W. M. Penton.
Don't know how, but it wasn't some god. Christina spoke into her phone. You know I'm an atheist. How could you not believe? He gifted you healing abilities. Explained what happened again. Really, Mother?
Christina sighed.
Fine. A few days ago, the girls and I went to Ricci's for a few drinks after work. That Dom Daniel? You know better. Ricci's is a bar, not a brothel. Drinks at bars are not sins. We needed to unwind from a stressful work week. May I continue?
Fine. Her mother sounded wounded.
We didn't go to Patrick's because I don't like that name's taste.
Your synesthesia acting up?
It doesn't act up. It's always there.
Christina counted to three and exhaled.
Mother always exhausts me, she thought. Anyway, I was on my second beer and felt odd.
Odd?
You were drunk. A sinful path. You want to hear the story or not? Snapped Christina. That's why I asked. Then shut up and don't interrupt. All you do is criticize my life.
Christina cleared her throat.
As I said, I felt odd. My hands tingled. At some point, we heard tires screech and an engine rev outside. My friends and I left the bar to see what happened. Someone hit a cat. I felt bad and went over. The animal twitched but was dead. Electric blue built up within me. I reached out and touched the feline. My energy leapt into the cat. It got up like nothing happened. It trilled, rubbed against my leg, then trotted away.
The line was silent a moment.
Well, dear, said her mother, since you don't believe in the Lord, he won't give you powers. The cat was knocked out, not dead. It was dead, Mother. I saw it. You were drunk. You don't know what you saw. Don't belittle me. I had two beers. This is why I don't talk to you. This is why it's been a year since we spoke.
Christina hung up, not about to let her mother get the last word. She plugged in her phone and got ready for bed. My hands still tingle, she noticed. The alarm blasted Christina awake. Hate it when that happens, she thought. The young woman staggered into the kitchen and poured a coffee.
Work's gonna suck, she concluded.
Christina parked, climbed from her vehicle, and strode into the hotel. She punched in without a moment to spare.
Cut it a little close, huh? Said Jackie, her co-worker. Rough night.
Reviving dead cats can really take it out of you, huh?
The woman smirked.
Not funny. Christina glared at her. I know what happened.
Heal the guest in 305. She's here for that hip operation. Her hospital's nearby. You'll see her when you clean her room today.
Who told you about the cat, anyway?
I have my ways.
Jackie grinned and left the room.
Bitch.
The young woman knocked at 305.
Mrs. Zaprata, it's Christina the housekeeper.
The door opened a minute later. The septuagenarian stood at the entrance with the help of her cane. She smiled.
Come in. I'd have answered sooner, but my hip.
Mrs. Zaprata hobbled over to the couch and eased into it. The electricity in the housekeeper increased, as if eager to help the old woman.
Should I try?
Christina wondered.
I'll clean up fast and get out of your hair. Don't worry about it. Need someone to talk to. My friends are several cities away.
The old woman chatted idly. She rested her cane on the couch by her side. Christina got to work.
Was the cat a fluke? Questioned the housekeeper. A coincidence?
The young woman finished the bathroom.
Was Mother right?
She considered. Christina started to vacuum.
Damn it, she thought. I'll try.
The housekeeper switched off the machine.
Mrs. Zaprata, I'm told I have magic hands. If you want, I could massage your hip quick, see if that helps.
The septuagenarian stopped mid-sentence.
Oh, dear, you don't have to trouble yourself.
No trouble.
Well, if you don't mind and it's no trouble, sure.
Adrenaline surged through the young woman.
Here I go, Christina thought. Didn't think she'd agree. Okay, lie back on the couch.
The housekeeper removed her gloves. Christina's hands pulsated with energy. She placed them on the septuagenarian's hip. The housekeeper massaged. Power leapt into the old woman.
Wow, my hip feels better now.
Mrs. Zaprata stood and slowly put weight on it. The old woman took an experimental step, then another. She put aside her cane.
I don't know if I need this.
Mrs. Zaprata walked about the room freely.
Let me tip you. It's the least I can do.
Christina Pike finished her room assignments. She washed her hands in the laundry room. The housekeeper smiled.
It worked, she thought. I really can heal.
Her co-workers prepared to leave. Smirking, Jackie approached.
I saw Mrs. Zaprata around the hotel without her cane. Let me guess, you healed her?
Ask her yourself.
Christina punched out.
Shift's over. I'm out of here.
Christina parked her car and sighed.
Ready for another workday?
She asked herself. The young woman climbed from her vehicle and entered the hotel.
The old woman in 305 wants you.
Jackie got ready for her shift.
Mrs. Zaprata? Why?
Says you fixed her hip. Old Bat brought her friends for you to see. So, did you heal her?
Christina ignored the question and left the room. She went to 305 and knocked on the door. Mrs. Zaprata answered.
A co-worker told me that you wanted to see me?
Asked Christina.
Yes, come in.
The septuagenarian stepped aside. The housekeeper entered. An ancient woman with a walker before her rested on a chair in the corner.
This is my mom.
Mrs. Zaprata gestured to her parent.
I wondered if you'd work your magic on her. Every year, she has a harder time walking.
The housekeeper approached the Methuselah-like woman.
My name's Christina. You want me to fix your hip like I did your daughter?
Hell yeah! Ethel won't shut up about how she feels like new.
The old woman fixed her dull eyes on Christina.
Let's do this.
The matron hoisted herself up with the walker and shuffled to the bed.
All right, said Christina. Lie down and I'll get started.
Her hands pulsed with energy. The housekeeper massaged the old woman's hips. Energy leapt into the dowager. It looked blue and tasted of electricity to the young woman.
I'm done, said Christina.
You barely touched me.
The old woman sat.
Try walking.
Christina held out her hand. The matron waved it away. She took a cautious step. Surprise flooded her features.
My God, I suddenly feel fantastic. Not just my hips, my eyes, my back, even my arthritic hands are great.
She gazed at Christina in awe.
You did more than massage me, young lady. You healed me.
The ancient woman skipped around.
Mom, cried Mrs. Zaprata,
don't overdo it. Oh, hush, child.
The old woman stopped and put her hands on her hips. A knock came at the door. Mrs. Zaprata answered. Christina's boss, Jolie Lewis, stood at the entrance, arms crossed.
Miss Pike, do you plan on working today? Mrs. Zaprata asked me to massage her mother's hips. Sorry.
Don't be hard on her.
The antediluvian matriarch stepped forward.
She only wanted to help.
Jolie's features softened.
I won't. Let's go, Christina.
Glad you're better, Mrs. Aprata's mom.
The young woman stepped out of the room.
Call me Gladys.
The old woman smiled and closed the door.
Must be some massage, said Julie.
Those two liked it.
Christina motioned to 305. One used a cane, the other needed a walker. They look fine now. Christina shrugged.
Guess I'm a good masseuse.
The housekeeper's hands tingled.
I talked with Mrs. Zaprata at church today.
Christina's mother spoke into the receiver.
You should attend.
What did she say?
Christina flopped onto her couch.
She says you healed her and her mom.
Maybe I did.
You don't believe in God. The Lord never gives an atheist power to do miracles. It must be something else.
Thanks for that, Mother. Bye.
Christina hung up. Mrs. Zaprata told Mr. Brown. Gladys told Mary Zephyr. Mary told Norman. Word spread faster than a dry field fire. Christina parked her car and sighed.
Another shit work day.
She trudged inside. 20 people were seated in the lobby. They rose as one.
It's her, said someone. Please, heal my leg.
A man on crutches approached.
Doctor says I'll never walk again.
Christina gazed into the pained man's eyes. She smiled. The housekeeper knelt and touched his leg. Power jumped into him. He put down his foot. The crutches fell away. The man took several test steps.
Praise God! It's good as new!
The group almost mobbed Christina.
Form a line, she shouted. I'll get to you one at a time.
Christina sagged into a lobby chair. The people were gone. Jackie approached.
Well, oh, holy one, will you start work now?
I'm beyond exhausted.
Christina stood wobbly.
I need to go home.
Guess being a fraud takes it out of you.
Jackie strode away.
Hate that bitch.
The young woman slogged from the hotel and drove home. Christina awoke in the dark.
What time is it?
She wondered. The young woman checked her phone.
20 voicemails,
she thought.
Holy crap.
She paced about the apartment. One message from work, she noted. The rest from the church congregation. Christina collapsed into an armchair.
They want to meet me after the service,
she thought. The young woman sighed.
I need to soak in the bath and think,
she concluded. Christina stepped into the church.
Hello?
The young woman crept along the aisle toward the altar.
Anyone here?
A man in a suit entered from a side door. His hair was poorly dyed black.
May I help you?
Several parishioners wanted to meet me here.
You're Christina Pike.
He raised an eyebrow.
Yes? What's wrong?
Your mother said that you're an atheist.
So?
The Lord would never give power to an unbeliever.
My new ability has nothing to do with your religion.
Leave.
The man pulled himself up to his full height.
Blasphemer.
The young woman made for the exit and shook her head.
Moron.
Christina Pike?
Several people entered. A man with a cane limped over to her.
Yes?
Would you heal us, please?
She's an atheist, proclaimed the man in the suit. The Lord would never grant her power.
I'll take my chances.
The crippled man gazed at the young woman and limped closer.
The things they say you can do.
He dropped to his knees before her.
Oh, get up. I'm human like you.
Christina helped him to his feet. Purple power flooded the cripple.
My leg.
He took several cautious steps.
You healed me. Thank you.
She wields demonic magic, Tanner, warned the man in the suit. Christina's here to lead you astray.
Anyone that heals another is not demonic, Pastor Nicholas.
Tanner smiled at Christina and held out his hand.
Name's Bailey Tanner.
I will say no more on the subject.
The pastor strode out.
Well,
Christina clapped her hands and rubbed them together.
Let's get the rest of you fixed up.
The phone woke Christina. It was 10 past midnight.
Hello? This is Anya Vaughn.
The woman sobbed a moment.
We met at the church. What's up?
Christina switched on her nightstand lamp and sat.
My son.
Anya broke down and cried.
My son was killed by a drunk driver on his way home.
What? When?
Little over an hour ago. Please, please help.
The woman entered the hospital morgue.
Like I told you before, said Christina, I don't know if I can help, but I'll try.
I understand.
A mortician wheeled out a sheet-covered cart. You sure? He asked. Anya nodded. The man pulled back the covering and revealed the blank stare of the youth. The mother cried.
Give us a couple of minutes, Christina said to the man.
The mortician left the room. Energy crackled through the young woman. She looked at Anya.
A cat's one thing, but a human? I don't know.
Please try.
Just don't get your hopes up. It might not work.
Anya nodded. Christina placed her hands on the body's head and heart. The woman closed her eyes. Power built up in her already pulsing hands. They glowed blue in her mind's eye. Christina willed the energy into the body. A moment passed. More energy. Color returned to the youth. More energy. The young man gasped and coughed.
What?
Anya embraced him.
Oh, God! Spencer, you're alive! What happened?
The young man returned her hug.
You died, but you're back.
Anya looked at Christina.
Thank you.
The young woman collapsed. Christina awoke in a strange room. She was in a bed.
Where am I?
The young woman sat. Anya and Spencer rushed to her bedside.
You passed out,
the woman answered.
We brought you to our place.
What did the hospital say?
Christina asked.
Nothing. They stared at Spencer. Rest now.
Christina was shaken awake.
Phone for you, said Spencer.
Who?
Your mother.
Christina sat and took the phone.
Yes?
The young woman massaged her temples.
Anya told me you performed another miracle, said her mother.
So, do you believe in God yet?
No. I wanted to help. If I have the power, I will. Religion has nothing to do with it.
I need to see you at my church. I fell down the stairs and hurt my back.
Her mother hung up.
Odd.
Christina handed back the phone.
What?
She wants to meet me at her church. Seems fishy.
Don't you trust your own mother?
Nope.
Christina entered the building.
I'm here.
A back door opened.
Thank God,
said her mother. She limped towards her daughter.
I'm in so much pain. Come on, said Christina. Have a seat. Her mother did as instructed. The young woman's hands vibrated with power. She saw pink in her mind's eye. Christina touched her parents' back. Energy flowed into the older woman. Her pain evaporated.
You finally believe in God?
Her mother asked. Why would I?
That's all I needed to hear.
Pastor Nicholas stepped from an alcove, a rifle aimed at Christina.
Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. We had to see it for ourselves. Your mother voluntarily threw herself down the stairs to give you something to heal. Didn't want you suspicious.
Always knew you were devil spawn.
The older woman smirked and backed away from her daughter.
You never lacked church.
Christina was too shocked to answer. Pastor Nicholas fired. The last thing the young woman saw was her mother's smug grin over her. Ever since reading John Belair's when he was 10 or 11, W.M. Penton wanted to be a writer. He worked as a ghostwriter and wrote for the local paper, the Sturbridge Villager. For about a year, he worked as a freelance writer. He has a self-published novel, Swampscott Fitzgerald, available on Amazon. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that story. My lungs are finally getting to the point where I can start doing longer stories again, so this has been the longest one for almost a month now. But I seem to be doing pretty good with this one, so I think I should be rotating in some longer stories in no time. If you did like this story, be sure to leave a thumbs up and a comment if you're on YouTube. Or if you're on the podcast, just make sure to subscribe for more brand new short stories. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.